Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by Hampton Dumont Cal alum and current member of the Iowa Western football team, Scott Haar. And Scott, the 24-25 season was your first year with Iowa Western. Your thoughts on the adjustment to college and how things went?
College, like getting there, I mean, it's a whole different game than high school, but it definitely, I think I definitely got better. And as the season went along, and, you know, we ended up losing the national championship, but I think it was still a pretty successful season, and I think I came a long way as a football player.
And you had mentioned making it to the national championship, a star-studded roster you were a part of as Iowa Western went 11-2 last year. Just over the course of the season, what it was like getting to be a part of an experience like that in your first year?
Yeah, it was definitely cool because just the amount of talent that we had on that team was just, you just be at some game and be like, wow, like the plays some people would make, and it was cool.
And getting it to be at a national championship, what an atmosphere to just learn more about the game and support your teammates in that way, what that was like.
Yeah, I mean, it was down in Texas. I mean, it was cool. We're playing a nice stadium and everything, and the energy was just great. And it's definitely one of the my favorite experiences I've had playing football.
And some very talented tight ends ahead of you to be mentored by what that experience has been like for you over at Iowa Western.
Yeah, there's some pretty talented guys in the tight end room, and I think they really helped show me just little things I can use with my technique and stuff to get better myself, and then just how to get down all the plays and all of our assignments and stuff. They were really helpful in helping with that stuff.
And your connection with the coaching staff as a lot faster pace with a high-caliber team like this in JUCO.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely one of the top programs in JUCO, for sure, and I think the coaching staff does a great job of finding what they want and getting people to execute their things, and I think they're really good at bringing a team together from all different parts and all different backgrounds.
And for you, in your future role as a tight end with this Iowa Western team, how that role continues to evolve as a chance to play in two games in year number one, and that role certainly in line to continue to grow.
Yeah, last year I definitely it was definitely a learning year for me, I'd say. I think I learned a lot, and I think I picked up a lot of stuff from those older guys that I can use for myself this season. And last year I played a lot of special teams, and I'm just willing to help the team out in any way I can. So whatever my role is, I'm just going to try and do it to the best of my ability.
And for your role on this team, what you want to try and attack here as you enter this new year to continue to get those valuable reps out there in any way you can help the team?
Yeah, I mean, the coaching staff, they know. I mean, they've obviously been very successful, so they know what it takes. And I hope that they can trust me to make some plays on the field and just put me in a role to succeed.
And for you here this summer, what that has been like with some camps, and you're in the middle of getting ready for the upcoming season currently.
Yeah, we're in fall camp right now. It's definitely been a grind, but I think it's good. It's very challenging, but I think that just makes everything a little bit easier come game day. And the talent here is great. So, I mean, you're going against some of the best there is in junior college on a day-to-day basis.
And for you, as you enter the fall sports season, what it's like balancing your work in the classroom as you enter year two as a college student athlete?
Yeah, I think the coaches here do a really good job working with academic staff to kind of help us balance our schedule so we don't really have practices or meetings overlapping with classes. And I think they give us plenty of time to do our classwork, which is very nice.
And what you are continuing to study here as you enter year number two?
I'm doing a business program here. I'll be graduating in December of this year, so yeah.
And with two great years of experience, when you reach that December point, both in the classroom and then on the football field, is there been thoughts of what's next as you, as that's right around the corner after you're done in Iowa Western?
Yeah, it's definitely still to be determined. I'd like to keep playing football. I've been talking to schools, and I'd like to continue to play football, but you know, if I don't get that opportunity, I'm still go to school and finish my schooling somewhere else.
And what you would say, Scott, for someone that's not part of the Iowa Western program, what makes this team a national championship contender every year at the JUCO level, and just the team culture you've felt here in the first year in summer camp now?
The amount of work we put in as like a group, and the coaching staff does a great job of keeping us together and really getting like a strong bond with our teammates that really helps us come together.
And for you at Iowa Western, a college experience is kind of empty if you don't build some friendships to enjoy along the way. What's that been like for you at Iowa Western?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I've met some really cool people. I got some good friends here, and it's definitely different. You know, just in a two-year school, people aren't always here as long, so people kind of leave in every semester, but you know, it's great always getting to meet new people.
And the support you felt back home from your great Har family as you go on this journey?
Oh, yeah. They've definitely been very supportive. You know, they come to my games with my brother just always playing the night before. They still make it down to most of my games. And I just really appreciated that and all they've done for me throughout the years.
And for you, being successful at the collegiate level, how you feel being a Bulldog at Hampton Dumont Cal helped prepare you to compete at a collegiate level?
Yeah, I think Hampton did a really good job because just the way we kind of trained and the work we put in throughout the summer, I mean, it's kind of in a way like a little similar to what you would do in college, like as in working through, like you got to put work in all summer to be able to see progress and get results in really any sport. But I think that's something Hampton did well that helped me.
And have you been able to stay connected with the program as you have been a long ways out west chasing your own dreams?
Yeah, well, you know, my brother, he's going to be a senior this year, and I definitely still talk to some of those guys that are on the team, and I think I know they've been putting in a lot of work, so I hope they can have a good season as well.
A fun question for you, Scott. As a collegiate athlete, when you have free time, how you're able to really recharge your batteries as you're putting in the work in the gym, putting in the work on the football field, and putting in the work in the classroom, what's your recharge?
I definitely say I play a lot of pool here. That and just, you know, relaxing, watching TV, taking my feet up, rest a little bit, it's always nice.
Final thoughts, Scott, as you are doing some great work representing Bulldog Country as part of a national championship caliber program, and you enter your final year with that program here in the coming weeks.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely excited to get this season up and rolling, and excited to see where my journey takes me in the next couple months, and just going to go along with it and do the best I can. And whatever I do.
Well, Scott, thanks again for the time today. Have a great final season with Iowa Western, and best of luck as decisions come up on what's next for you, and keep representing out there on a very good Iowa Western football team.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to Hampton Dumont Cal alum and current member of the Iowa Western football team, Scott Haar, for joining us here on Radio on the Go.